So here you go with Sean Puff Daddy or Sean Diddy or Diddly Doodly or Schniddly Fiddly or whatever his name is, Combs. Whatever his name is, Dirtbag might be it. He's been bulletproof in his billion-dollar empire for some time, but not anymore. He's got a very questionable past that's been able to control because of his power for a very long time, said Derek Parker, who was a detective in the New York Police Department's Rap Intelligence Unit. The hip-hop cops, they called themselves the hip-hop cops. It looks like someone is behind this, someone who really wants to destroy his brand and take him down. Okay, so here's the list of what's happened to this rapper. His homes in L.A. and Miami raided by Homeland Security, among possible connections to ongoing sex trafficking investigations. They seized phones, computers. He was spotted outside his Miami airport, slowly strolling back and forth hours after those raids. Brendan Paul, a music producer, basketball player who played at Syracuse, arrested on drug charges, said he was just mule. He would move cocaine and guns. At least four Jane Does and one John Doe have been interviewed by New York prosecutors in connection to sex trafficking allegations in a RICO case. Combs' ex-girlfriend, Cassie Cassandra Ventura, filed a lawsuit against him in November of 23 on several allegations, including rape and physical abuse for a decade. Combs and Cassie settled the lawsuit one day after she filed it. In November of 23, the rapper accused of drugging, filming, and sexually assaulting a woman on a date in 1991. Somebody wants him. He was hit with a forced sexual assault lawsuit in December of 23, and now the feds are coming after him. The one in December 23 accused him of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl in his New York City recording studio. Remember, Sean Puff Diddy, Puff Daddy, Doodly Doodly, Schnoodly Woodly, he is connected to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, LeBron James, and all sorts of heavyweight celebrities. Oh, yeah, he had some connections to Jeffrey Epstein, too. Did I mention that? Ah, yes, the web we weave. Somebody wants him gone, billion-dollar enterprise or not. I wonder if he commits suicide. He didn't commit suicide, no. Diddy didn't commit suicide, I'll just tell you ahead. John Lott straight ahead with some big developments on gun control on the Steve Gruber Show.